This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hennon. Looking forward to chatting with you about whatever's on your mind. A lot of great calls today on the school shooting situation, a little bit on the trade talks and the tariffs. More of that coming up with Chris Berg at the bottom of the hour. You can chat with the host of Point of View. You'll be here back after the program today, this hour, rather. And we'll update you on a new story Washington Examiner ran yesterday about build that wall. Where the heck is that at? Crying out loud. So, Chris also has a theory on the timing of why the New York Times released Donald Trump's tax returns like they did yesterday. It wasn't his actual tax returns. It was, I don't know, a report of somebody who had access to them or something. It's unbelievable. We'll also return to our discussions on preventing school shootings and also the visit of Vice President Pence coming up. And more from the hearing that is just a total circus, the House Judiciary Committee. They are trying to hold Bill Barr, the Attorney General, in contempt for not releasing the full Mueller report. Todd, Kevin, didn't he already release the full Mueller report?
That's what I heard, except for the grand jury stuff that by law has to be redacted.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, without a court order, but I forget which Republican it was, but it totally nailed it. We have a southern border crisis, a China trade crisis, and various other crises, and this is the priority? Really?
Yeah. Kelly Armstrong from North Dakota, himself an attorney, is on that committee. I'm interested to see what he has to say, too. Jim Jordan just wrapped up. It was pretty good. Anyway, we'll have that for you in a little bit as well. So right now I want to talk about the fact that North Dakota is producing more oil than most OPEC countries in daily production. Just wrap your mind around that. Justin Kringstad, a geological engineer and director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, is here to tell us a little bit about it. Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you back. You know, we know this, right? I mean, these numbers are not new, but it's still when you hear it and you see it and you watch the progress and go back and chart it, it's a pretty extraordinary thing that's happening, isn't it?
It is. And so over the last 10-plus years, as oil development has continued to increase and mature in North Dakota, watching this story unfold, the technology advancements that have been occurring, all of the different things that the producers out in the field are doing to enhance the production from those fields has been phenomenal, and it's been growing at a pace faster than anyone had predicted.
Yeah, that's the exciting part. Do you see any, obviously prices are always going to, you know, bump things here a little bit, but it's seeming to be less and less a price play and more a just, resource-based play where there's just, it's here, the infrastructure's in place, and they're going to be pulling it out of the ground no matter what. Do you see anything derailing this?
You know, it is. So going back to the resource point, geologists for decades have been looking at the Bakken and knowing it's a world-class resource and waiting for that technology to catch up. And so we know that the resource is in the ground. It will get developed, and it is a price play. All oil development is price-driven. But at the current forecast oil prices going forward, North Dakota is well-positioned to stay very active out in the field itself. And from here forward, once we get through some of the winter and springtime challenges that occur every year in North Dakota, we expect moving into summer that we will see substantial growth throughout the rest of 2019, both for oil production and gas production. And then the big challenge going forward is, again, having that properly sized infrastructure. So working with the midstream companies to develop new pipeline projects, new processing facilities, making sure that all the oil can be handled, all the natural gas can be captured, processed, and moved to market. It's an incredible challenge that the industry is taking on, and they're continuing to make very big advancements.
Once the Dakota Access Pipeline came online, the differential, the transportation discount that the Bakken had endured because it's so far from you know, the refining capacity in the United States disappeared or, you know, was greatly reduced. That has inched back up. What's going on there?
Yep. So North Dakota, we are geographically challenged in a sense that the largest refining complexes are down in the Gulf Coast area. And so when Dakota Access came online, you're exactly correct that the difference in price that North Dakota was receiving relative to other major benchmarks did decrease. Going forward, as our production has ramped up, you know, again, we're in a scenario where production is exceeding pipeline capacity. So a combination of pipe and rail movements today in order to meet all the production transportation needs. Going forward, there are a couple projects in development right now for some additional pipeline expansion work. And then the challenge becomes, again, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what type of infrastructure needs to be in place in order to address the coming decade's production levels.
Chatting with Justin Kringstad today with the Pipeline Authority. And, you know, again, speaking of pipelines, the big challenge, as you say, that transportation infrastructure to get the more product to market. So, obviously, we're to a point where we've got to now catch up again. What's on the drawing board in the way of additional you know, pipeline capacity?
The one major project that was made public here in the last several months was the Liberty Pipeline System, a project put together by Phillips 66 and Bridger True Companies out of Wyoming that would connect additional transportation out of North Dakota down all the way to the Gulf Coast of Texas. So, again, all major projects today, the traditional markets where North Dakota historically has sent a lot of oil to the Great Lakes refining area, that market is saturated with North Dakota and Canadian production. And so the Gulf Coast, those Gulf Coast refiners, the export optionality down in the Gulf are really the future destinations for any major projects out of the region.
We chatted recently with Kelsey Warren from the Energy Transfer Partners Group that developed the Dakota Access Pipeline. He talked about the expansion in the works there. I know that's not a bigger pipe, but more pumps, I guess, right? What kind of capacity would that add to that project?
At this point, there hasn't been a hard number set on what the ultimate capacity could be, but as you mentioned, additional horsepower along that system, either increasing horsepower at existing pump stations or adding incremental pump stations along the route, has the potential to significantly increase capacity on that system. So, again, all options right now are on the table. Folks looking at existing assets, do they need to put new assets in the ground, and what can be done to address the long-term transportation?
So there's more that needs to be built. The projects that are on the drawing board are not enough to ultimately take the product that's going to come out of the ground, the capacity where it needs to go.
Correct. And when we look forward, my current expectation is that North Dakota will go north of 2 million barrels per day in the coming 5 to 10 years. And when you look at, again, the infrastructure that's needed for that level of production is substantial. And that is with just today's technology that does not include any type of enhanced oil recovery options. It does not include any type of technology advancements that may occur over the next 5 to 10 years that could push that curve even higher.
So is there a hubbub of tire kickers and people exploring this, knowing what you've said today about where this is going to get ahead of that? I mean, you've obviously been watching this a number of years and seeing as you know the pipeline capacity of North Dakota has just been an incredible story in and of itself in how that's grown. But is there a lot of interest right now and there's a lot of things in the works, would you say?
There is. There's a lot of interest. Again, we're several years out, but the discussions have to start occurring today so that a system could be in place in 5 years, 10 years. Again, they take a number of years to put together from concept to design and then obviously commercialization. So those discussions are happening today in boardrooms across the U.S., either incumbent systems or new players looking to become active up here in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's great. Justin Kringstad, a geological engineer, director of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, talking about, again, a story that is not new in the sense of this incredible amount of growth in North Dakota oil production, now ranking above most OPEC countries in daily production. I joked that the Fargo Forum ran some stories I guess over the weekend about it. I'm like, well, where have they been? It's not new, but nonetheless, it still is kind of breathtaking to see happen. Anything else you want to share with us, Justin, about what's happening?
The one thing that we've been watching closely in the midstream world is over the last 6 months or so, the producing community has made some substantial improvements in the way that they are producing their wells. North Dakota in April had a new record IP rate over 10,000 barrels per day in a 24-hour period from one well in McKenzie County. And that has become more and more frequent over the last 6 months. And we've wells that are producing 7,000-8,000 plus barrels per day in their initial 24-hour period is substantially higher than anything we've seen historically in North Dakota. So looking at what other midstream challenges that's going to pose from a gas capture perspective, a crude oil gathering perspective. So again, that technology has not slowed down, and I would say it's accelerating, if anything, right now.
Well, that just means more of the same, getting better at what they do. So, you know, that is a part of that great technological revolution that's happening in the industry, too. Pretty exciting stuff. But also more pressure on that on the big challenge you mentioned of the transportation infrastructure. Fascinating story, Justin. Thanks for sharing it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. Justin Krigstedt from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Update on the House Judiciary Committee hearing, which is really about impeaching the president, but they're saying it's about a report from Robert Mueller. Anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You need diesel repair, then you need DAC diesel. That's as simple as that. They're in Bismarck, but folks are bringing rigs in from all over. Anything diesel. You got the semi, you got the tractor, you got the pickup truck, whatever you got. They'll take care of you. They're so darn busy. Can't even take time to get on the radio with us. They could have me tell you about all the great things they're doing over there. It's a good sign. I'd get in there if I were you. Need a little more torque out of that tractor? They can help. Got a special project. Ed Schaefer was on the other day, and he's like, I've had this. What was it again? I don't even remember. Do something or another. And need to get it running again. And sure enough, they got away. So maybe just something that's been a project you haven't gotten to, CJ can do it. 701-258-5011. Find out more at DakDiesel.com. All right. They are having a food fight of all food fights in the House Judiciary Committee over the Attorney General not releasing the report that's been released. You know, right now they've resorted to wanting all of it released unredacted because they have it. By the way, the chairman of the committee hasn't even gone to look at it. He can go look at it right now. The only thing they've redacted is a grand jury testimony, which by law has to be. So they want him to break the law now. Matt Gaetz of, is it Gaetz? I think it's Matt Gaetz. He's,
Gaetz or Gates of Florida, rep from Florida.
He is a, he's kind of a tireless brawler. I like the guy. He's young and tons of energy and, you know, takes things on head on. Here's what he had to say about what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Glad to see that the microphone's working this week. My good friend from Georgia just asked the operative question. How can we impeach if we don't get the documents? How can we impeach if we don't get the documents? Ladies and gentlemen, this hearing is not about the Attorney General. It's not about the Mueller report, 92% of which everyone in America has had the opportunity to read. It's not about the fact that even the portions that the American people haven't been able to read, the chairman's been able to go read had he chosen. This is all about impeaching the president. Now, why don't they just say it? Why don't they just jump to the impeachment proceedings like their liberal media overlords are telling them to do? Well, the reason is that the American people don't support impeachment. And it's easy to understand why. They actually went and elected Donald Trump, president of the United States. And I don't think people are going to support impeaching a president who's doing so well. I mean, you got 3.2% growth in the economy. The Trump economy is hot. And the reason we're doing so well is as a consequence of the president's policies. And so at a time when my Democrat colleagues are focused on the next election and not solutions to the problems facing Americans, they can't attack the president's policies because people are doing well. So typically they roll next to identity politics that based on what you look like, who you pray to or who you love, you can't possibly support Republicans. But African Americans are doing better. Hispanics are doing better. Women are doing better. We are seeing a rising tide that is truly lifting all boats in this country. And so now we have this effort not to argue with policies, not to typically go to the identity politics that functions as the organizing principle of today's Democratic Party. They have to delegitimize the guy that won, delegitimize the guy that people voted for. But they don't have the guts to do it directly, and so they're going after the Attorney General. Now, the gentleman from Georgia in his last remark said, we are hiding behind the rules. Hiding behind the rules? These are federal laws that dictate what the Attorney General can and cannot do. We're not hiding behind the rules. We just like to follow them. By the way, it's not following the rules that got us in this trouble in the first place. When the Inspector General testified before us, he said it's the fundamental fact that during the investigations of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, you saw continuous examples of a one-off here, a violation of protocol there. The Inspector General said never before had he seen a circumstance where the very same team that was investigating Hillary Clinton would then go and investigate the other person that was involved in the 2016 presidential contest. About a month ago, in this committee, I laid out the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And I think that folks watching at home can probably follow along and see where we're headed. First, my Democratic colleagues were in denial. When they saw that there was no collusion after saying for 22 months that the president was an agent of the Russian government, after saying for 22 months that there was actual evidence of collusion, they were in denial when they saw the conclusion that there wasn't. Then there was anger. It had to be the Attorney General's fault. Mueller didn't make a decision on obstruction. Somebody had to. The Attorney General did. So they got mad at him. And we had this whole kerfluffle of anger. Well, now we know the third step. Bargaining. Well, Mr. Attorney General, you've given us 92% of the Mueller report, but we have to bargain for the remaining 8% because that's really where we think the action is. Well, Mr. Attorney General, you spent 5 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Three of our presidential candidates got to question you. You offered to come before the House Judiciary Committee. You offered to come for an additional hour of questioning. But we have to bargain so that our staff lawyers can ask you questions. Now, I don't think it's a good sign that the next sign after bargaining is depression. So I feel for my Democrat colleagues, but after that we get to acceptance, and that's sure something that I'm looking forward to, because there are some really good ideas that my Democratic colleagues have once they kind of get to acceptance on the no Russia collusion thing. My friend, the gentleman from Rhode Island, has excellent ideas about how to change the way that consumers interface with big tech companies. My colleague from the state of New York is right, that if the First Step Act is the only step act, then that would be a bad thing. We need to do more on criminal justice reform. My colleague, who's not with us from California, Mr. Swalwell, he's got great ideas.
What he's saying, and this is smart. He's going around saying, this is stuff you guys want, Democrats and Republicans. It isn't getting done because of this circus of this de facto impeachment. A little bit of Jim Jordan, who was fantastic as always, too, laying out the facts on this. Go ahead and roll that.
Bill Barr is following the law, and what's his reward? Democrats are going to hold him in contempt. I don't think today's actually about getting information. I don't think it's about getting the unredacted Mueller report. I don't think last week's hearing was actually about having staff question the attorney general. I think it's, as my colleague said earlier, I think it's all about trying to destroy Bill Barr, because Democrats are nervous he's going to get to the bottom of everything. He's going to find out how and why this investigation started in the first place. Never forget what Bill Barr said a few weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, when he testified in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Said a lot of important things, but he said four very interesting things. First, he said there was a failure of leadership at the upper echelon, term he used, upper echelon of the FBI. We all know that's the case. Director Comey's been fired. Deputy Director McCabe fired, lied 3 times under oath, according to the Inspector General. FBI Counsel Jim Baker demoted and left, currently under investigation by the Justice Department. Lisa Page demoted and left. Peter Strzok, Deputy Head of Counterintelligence, demoted and fired. Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation and the Russian investigation. There was certainly a failure of leadership at the... Second thing the Attorney General said 3.5 weeks ago in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Spying did occur. Said it twice. Yes, spying did occur. Third, he said, there's a basis for my concern about the spying that took place.
And Sheila Jackson Lee did not like what Jim Jordan had to say. See if you can detect a little anger in her voice here. I don't know. What do you think? Can you hear it?
Oh, we got to go to break. No, we can't. We'll do that for the break. Because hey, you got to hear it. It's going to be too long.
Too long to fit in before the break. All right. Sounds good. We'll come back. Chris Berg will be here, too, from Point of View. It's a sad state of affairs. It really is, folks. It's just not surprised, but it is absolutely ridiculous. Kelly Armstrong is going to be making a comment at some point, too. I'm seeing him in the room, so we'll get that.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary Panel is at this hour considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department, the department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
what a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. The Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City location has one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. Yes, they do. This is just unbelievable. Another one-owner local trade, they're famous for those, is a 2015 Chevy Silverado LT with a double cab and a bunch of extra visuals on it. It's got big wheels, flares, and a custom paint job called the Rally 2 Package. Silver in color, black stripes, an aftermarket gas cap, because no ordinary gas cap's good enough for this truck, no. Leather in the cab, it's an eye catcher, and it's on the lot right now at $26,995, but if you tell them you heard about it from yours truly on the radio, $25,988. That's right. So we'll save you $1,000. Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Big selection in mint condition. One-owner vehicles. That means you save a ton, and most of the time they know who owned it, too, and who bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. They're at 721 West Main in Valley City. Or online at Pucklich.com. And, of course, Pucklich is Mark, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, we promised we were going to play a clip of Sheila Jackson Lee, right? And then we have, Todd, you have the call of, we have actually a number of calls that have come in on a bunch of different topics we brought up today, like the school shootings and others, that we're going to play for Chris Berg here in a moment. You have that one ready to go here in a little bit?
Which one?
It was the, I think it was about a minute, maybe a little bit longer, but it was an interesting story. His parents had passed away, but he talked about his parents.
Okay,
all right. So we have that, too, coming up here, and we'll do that in just a little bit. Be ready to go. Okay? So, without any further ado, Chris Berg, host of Point of View. You can watch at 6:30 on KX4 and 9:30 on West Dakota Fox with us in studio. Hello, sir.
Good morning, my friend.
How are you?
It's always love being in your studio.
Is it still raining out?
It is still raining, so it's nice to be in this just beautiful, beautiful setting.
Yeah, I didn't even know that because I haven't taken the time to look right out there and see that it's still raining. But I did now, and I'm glad you gave me the weather report. But it is fun. Thank you. Glad to have you in studio, by the way. So a couple of things. Assess the anger level of Sheila Jackson Lee here for me, would you? She's reacting to Jim Jordan that we just played, who did a masterful job of saying, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely, which Matt Gaetz did too. They did a really good job. But here's Sheila Jackson Lee. Roll that.
And so this is part of our legislative work. And I would argue the case that our friends on the other side of the aisle should not be noted in history of standing at the door of justice in this room and putting up a stop sign that we cannot pursue the truth on behalf of the American people. we have gone over and over and over again that there are allegations of obstruction of justice that need to be heard in front of this committee. I say this, Mr. Mueller, a former Marine, a man of integrity, I will say to him in the open proceeding, we welcome you to come and explain your position on how disturbed you were that the Attorney General characterized your report as an exoneration of this administration. Secondarily, I want to say to Mr. McGahn, you are a private citizen. You have every right to present yourself to this body. And also that the conduct of President Trump described in Special Counsel Mueller's report would, in the case of any other person, if not having the Office of Legal Counsel policy against indicting a sitting president, would result in felony charges. There are people incarcerated right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not named Sheila Jackson Lee, the people that are incarcerated right now. But what do you make of that?
It's funny because I don't remember them saying that when Lois Lerner pled the Fifth. Do you?
I don't.
Ah, it's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just think it's, look, this is politics. I think it's the art of projecting. And I put it up on Facebook recently. Nancy Pelosi said, hey, the jails would be too crowded if we went and arrested people in the Trump administration. I believe, Scott, this is all deflect, deflect, project, project, because they are concerned. And I'm telling you this right now, our friend, liar and leaker, Jim Comey, is in a lot of trouble. He's going down. It's just a matter of time until it becomes public. It's no mistake that he's writing op-eds. It's no mistake he's going to be in Anderson Cooper on Thursday night. They are in spin cycle mode, and that's what's happening. These people are freaking out because when Barr follows through and investigates the investigators, I've told you this multiple times, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, they're going to be showing up in orange jumpsuits.
They have the report. They can go look at it, lightly redacted, only following the law for grand jury testimony. Right now, the chairman hasn't even looked at it. Hasn't even gone in to look at it. He can have everything he wants right there. So they have the report. Second of all, we need to dig into the report. Dig into the report. Hold your hearings. Barr was up there 5 hours in the Senate, answered every question that came at him. Was going to go over to the House and do the same thing, and they said, well, wait a minute, we're going to do a little trick here. We're going to actually have some lawyers pepper you with questions because it'll look more like impeachment hearings. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, she talked about the outrage that Mueller had over the way that things were construed in that. Well, Senator Lindsey Graham has already sent a letter to Mueller and said, hey, if you've got an issue with how Barr represented, you know, your phone call or his four-page report, let me know. We'd love to talk to you. I haven't heard anything about a letter being sent from Mueller.
Exactly right. Another school shooting in Denver. You know, there's been 5 in 20 years in Colorado? 5 in 20 years in Colorado. Yesterday, 1 dead, 3 in critical condition right now. 2 arrested, an 18-year-old male and a juvenile female is all we really know about it. But I wasn't surprised when I heard this news yesterday. Didn't surprise me one bit. No school shooting news surprises me because they happen so frequently. What surprises me is we don't do anything about it. We allow it to continue to happen and play this little game that schools are safe. Clearly, they're not safe. They're not in any way, shape, or form. 2 questions. What's the root cause? What underlies why this is happening? Second of all, what do we do recognizing, whether we like it or not, schools are a target to actually protect schools? What's some just no-brainer things we could do right now?
So answer the second one first. Obviously, it would be to harden the schools. I mean, there's some great systems I've seen demonstrated in Indiana where as soon as there's the sound or the idea of a school shooter coming around, they've got locks on the doors, they've got ways that they can pour smoke into the hallways, do all kinds of things to help deflect this person from, you know, really having much movement beyond where that person currently is. So I think that should be number one. Why we don't make those investments in our schools, I have got no idea other than what we just talked about a moment ago, politics. And I just think you got to put politics aside when you're talking about these young kids sitting in a classroom. It goes back to the conversations we've had with the teachers and the violence they're experiencing. Like when you go to a school, whether you're a teacher or student, I think number one most obvious thing is you should feel safe.
Couldn't agree anymore. How about the root cause?
You know, I mean, there's a myriad of things. You could look at the media. You could look at the way the family is, you know, there's some research, I think, that suggests, hey, if you look at some of these school shooters, many of them have not had fathers around or, you know, father figures. And so I think there's a myriad of things to look at. But I think those three things are a good place to start.
Here's one of our listeners' thoughts on this. Roll that, if you would, Todd.
Problem in this world. Everybody wants to be bigger, better, and better than the other person. They want to put you down, but they all want it for nothing. And their parents have given it to them for nothing. And then on top of that, every state wants to legalize marijuana and every drug possible so these kids can all go out and smoke their weed and do whatever they got to do. Well, this is what we're getting. This is what happens. She grew up like I did when I was a kid. 13 years old, my old man had me in the seat driving truck, coast to coast with him. This is how you do it. If you're going to be a truck driver and you want to work, this is you might as well learn now. No sense waiting. And that's what I've done. I'm not saying that that isn't always a good thing, because now all I do is work and drive. That's all I know how to do. But I was taught the right way. And like my parents deeply for what they taught me in life. And they've now passed away, but they both died living what they do and what they wanted to do, and I'm doing what I want to do, and I enjoy it. We need some mortality, or we need some positivity in this country anymore, which we don't have. And it does not start at the White House. I am so sick and tired of hearing that our president, this started long before the president came to the United
States. All right. So his connection actually cut off after that, but what do you make of that?
I think the number one thing that jumped out is, what did he say? His dad. I just mentioned the father figure. His dad had him in the truck at 13, so his dad was clearly around, present in his life, and had that male father figure to help represent to him how to, you know, deal with life.
If a study was ever done, it would show a direct correlation, this is from an emailer, a direct correlation between the removal of God in our schools and society and the increased violence in our country and in our schools. That email know what they're talking about?
I'm assuming so.
Is there a connection? I mean, in my mind, these things happen because of hard hearts. They happen because of hard hearts, no doubt about it. And there's a lot of reason that hearts get hard. Whether it is, you know, I'm in a, in a family that only has a mom or a dad or whatever, right? Or, you know, economic circumstances, whatever, you know, a lot of things. But how does that become reversed? How do you take someone going down that spiral? Well, I would say faith has a big part of thawing a heart. There's no doubt about it. And
how much more are we now medicating our kids? You know, that could be an issue. There's a myriad of things. I think we all need to take a step back and peel back the onion and figure it out.
An idea on school security, says a texter. Let the county sheriff put a satellite office in the schools with a deputy stationed there during daytime. It improves their response time to outlying areas of the county and offers security to the schools. Response time yesterday was really quick. Two minutes, I think, from the time of the call, but 2 minutes too late for, you know, a young man and now three others in critical condition. Texter says, go to the Social Security office, armed guard. Courthouse, armed guard. School, no armed guard. Yeah, same thing on airports, right? I mean, fortified like there's no tomorrow, more so than our schools? Really? Really? Can that be? Anyway, it's just beyond time to actually do something. There's no doubt about it. Mike Pence is coming tomorrow, the vice president, to a farm and just a few miles from here. You think this is designed to get Colin Peterson to maybe pressure Nancy Pelosi to get a vote on the new NAFTA?
I think it's that. I think it's basically Colin Peterson is a very vulnerable congressional seat. Some people said to me the most vulnerable congressional seat in the country. We had Colin Peterson on recently. He said, hey, he is 100% behind the USMCA. So hopefully he can communicate that to his caucus and get them to get this thing ratified.
Yeah, because I think that's more than anything. If it doesn't happen, then the Democrats are to blame, right? Because it's going to be a Nancy Pelosi not scheduling it kind of thing. All right, as I promised, we're going to tackle a story in the Washington Examiner yesterday on the border. Chris and I have been there and seen what Fisher Industries can do. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up. Don't go away. And also your theory on the tax return, why we're learning about them now.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away. Yeah. They're coming to take me away. Ho, ho, hee, hee.
That's what you think after watching the House Judiciary Committee today. What a circus. Kind of crazy. 11 before the top of the hour. Back on. What's on your mind? We asked you just before the break a little bit about the visit of Vice President Pence tomorrow, pumping up the USMCA, which is the new NAFTA. Did you see that Steve Bannon called Monday the most important day of the Trump presidency?
I only heard a little bit on your morning part of the show. That was it. So what's his theory here?
That Trump is standing up to the Chinese and nobody's ever done it to that level. And, you know, the managed decline of everybody else is a thing of the past. And, it's huge because obviously they tried to pull a fast one and he didn't take it. And they usually do. So I thought that was interesting. It's a guy that was his chief, what is he, strategic strategist, I guess, chief strategist at the White House. So anyway, that's interesting. You and I have been following closely what's happening at the border. And there was an interesting story in the Washington Examiner yesterday. And by the way, they have done a fabulous job, yes, have they not, of the national media. I mean, stories you just don't get anywhere else. Is the Examiner a big deal in D.C.? I know for a while they were just kind of the conservative alternative to the Post, you know, kind of like the Washington Times. But, I mean, are they credible news source? I mean, what do you consider them?
I would say so. At least the stuff that I read there seems to be fairly credible. And I know it's got the eye of the President of the United States. So that's probably why she continues to write those stories, meaning Anna.
Right, and we have heard that he reads the Washington Examiner and hears about it. So if he's doing that today, then he's aware of this story. And I'm going to share a little bit of this with you, and Chris and I will talk about it. The construction company sues Army Corps, calls border fence bid process highly flawed. That's the headline. The construction company is Fisher Industries. An Arizona construction company competing for border fence project has sued the Department of Defense over Army Corps of Engineers' highly flawed solicitation and award process. Tommy Fisher, president of Arizona-based Fisher Industries, told the Examiner the Army Corps has blocked pre-qualified companies, including itself, from bidding on jobs over the past 2 years. The company filed two complaints with the Defense Department regarding a pair of contracts the Army Corps awarded two companies in mid-April. In a formal suing document submitted April 25th, Fisher accused the Army Corps of not holding standard requests for proposals as an attempt to keep companies from making bids that would have been lower priced. Now I have to correct the Washington Examiner. They need a new editor. Anyway, and completed more quickly than the ones it hired. Is this a good strategy for Fisher?
I mean, when I talked to you earlier today, it seems like it's working because now they've reopened the bids to Fisher Industries, correct?
So, yeah, and what these two proposals that they protested, and I think that's what she's talking about when she says they've sued. Basically, you go in and say, hey, this is ridiculous, and then they look at it. On my understanding on both of those is they said we're starting over. And they also added specs to the bid that would include things that only Fisher's had in their proposal to date.
So I'd say it's working.
Yeah. So, but does it worry you at all? I mean, that a company like Fisher Industries has to do this?
Of course it does. But I think this is part of draining the swamp. This is what President Trump has talked about. Senator Kevin Cramer has been really the tip of the spear in the situation and calling out the Corps. And it seems to be a good thing because even Congressman Colin Peterson, a Democrat, has said, hey, look, if you want to increase the cost of a project, just get the Corps involved. So the good thing about Fisher Industries is that they're saying, look, we can do this. We can save the taxpayer money and do it faster.
They also unearthed in the article the fact that, you know, Sean Hannity had President Trump on recently. He brought up, Sean brought up, hey, what about this company that can do a mile a day and everything? He said, yeah, it's Fisher Industries. It's North Dakota. Kevin Cramer, our great senators behind them. So, the Washington Examiner asked Fisher why the president said in that interview that they weren't meeting the bids. He said he's still being told mistruths by the Corps. The truth is we weren't allowed to bid on several of the jobs, and the one we were, they said to raise our price. The Corps told them to put a higher price in.
So what does that tell you?
Generally, when you're asking for bids, you want the lowest price. And then they didn't get the bid, of course. No, it's interesting.
But so what does that tell you? I think that's the point. Yeah. Hey, let's drain the swamp, right?
I agree, 100%. 100%. And hope some things are happening here. They quote Senator Cassidy and Senator Cramer in here as well. So, progress. You have a theory on why the president tax returns, and they weren't actually his tax returns. They were like summaries,
documents,
someone that
right.
knew somebody, right, with the info about the president's taxes from like 84 to 95 on the timing of this. Tell us your theory.
I mean, it's just pure speculation, but whenever you see a story like this drop, you've got to ask yourself why. It's the New York Times. Why are they dropping it now? Remember last week, the New York Times, after 2 years, Scott, you and I have been talking about this, New York Times finally caught up and realized, like, oh, yeah, the FBI was putting confidential informants in the campaign. Why are they turning now after 2 years? They knew this information. Something's coming. I'm telling you, something's coming where Clapper, Brennan, Comey, these people are, there's going to be either criminal referrals out of the Horowitz Inspector General report, or they're just going to happen because clearly Comey leaked classified information. So something's about to drop, and they're doing the old CYA game to sort of muddy the waters in the spin cycle.
I couldn't agree with you anymore that something big is coming, and I think that's why you're seeing the noise we're seeing in this Judiciary Committee today and everything else, because they've got to set the narrative before this whole game changes and people realize, whoa, wait a minute, the president has been the victim of a horrific crime by leaders in the government. Thank you, Chris Berg.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here.
We'll be watching tonight, KX4 in West Dakota.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.